So let's begin our sit this morning. You can either, if you found laying down allows you to relax and stay and yet stay alert, I welcome you to lie down. If you find that laying down leads you into sleepiness and spaciness, then I encourage you to stay in your chair. So what I'd like to do, we'll take a few moments just to relax and settle in, and then I'm going to lead you through some steps that are one of many ways to be connected with the breath in the body, in the whole body. So a way to access a broad and open attention and sense of the breath. The idea with this is this whole body breathing is both that we stay very connected to the breath, that we find a way of the breath that is nourishing, connecting, and that it is non-exclusive. One of the tendencies can be with watching the breath is that we can get locked into, like, I'm watching the breath. Anything else that comes into my attention is a problem. And this more open, broad sense has a more inclusive, can have a more inclusive feel, where as we do this practice, if sounds come, they come in, thoughts might go through, emotions are welcome. And the awareness has room for all of it. So that's the direction that I'm intending to lead us towards. So allow your body to feel its contact with the ground, whether you're seated or lying down. Let the ground hold you. Let the mind rest into the body, and let the body rest on the ground. And take a few moments here and scan through your body and notice if there's any places of tension that might, with just a little encouragement, soften. Be around the shoulders, around the eyes. And you might consider taking a few deeper breaths, and on the exhale, intentionally allowing any tension to go and settling more deeply, contacting the earth more fully. And then allow your attention to come to the area of the diaphragm and begin to sense the movement of breath here. Just getting in touch with the in and out flow of the breath, not needing to change it to make it deeper or longer or any change, just however it's showing up in this moment. Feeling the area of the solar plexus as it rises. And then let your attention go off to the right side in that region. So this might be the area of the liver, if that's helpful, but just off to the right in the upper abdomen area. And see if you can sense this movement of the breath in that area. Notice on the inhale, there is some kind of expansion that takes place, and on the exhale, a relaxation. Let the attention be not only to the front, but notice this area on the back side. If you have support behind your back or on your floor, you might even notice there's a slight increase in pressure against the ground or the support. You might have a slight sense of as if there's a little balloon in there that's just sort of very gently blowing up a little bit with the inhale. Then let your attention go in this mid-thoracic area to the area in the middle of your back. So now you're sort of back behind the area of the diaphragm. And see if you can notice this flow of breath. You might mostly notice it as it changes in pressure, or you might feel the sense of expansion. And then come over to the left side. And now bring your attention just lower down in the center, down in the lower belly region. down below the belly button, and just notice as you breathe how this area might adjust quite a bit, or it might be a very subtle movement. See if you're going to let that attention go even lower in the center, as if it was all the way down at the base of your body. See if you can notice this flow of breath all the way down, like in your perineum, down almost like in the low edges of your groin and hip joint. Then let the attention shift into the area of the right hip. Noticing where there you might feel some movement of the breath. And it might be getting a little more subtle, a little softer. Might be starting to sense almost a little bit more energetic than quite as literal. Though there may be still subtle movement. And now begin to allow your attention to go down your right leg. And notice if you can feel some sense of the inhale and the exhale in the leg. Notice where perhaps in the upper leg it's still more present. As you sense the upper leg, does it cover? Can you sense it in the whole of the upper leg, or is there a certain area you can sense it and then below that area you can no longer connect with it? Don't try to make it different. Just let your attention tune as subtly as it can and notice what's there. If you notice some subtle energetic sense of it, see if it goes further down to the knee or the lower leg or the foot. Just check it out. Perhaps sense the whole leg and notice if you just have this broad open feeling of the hip and leg. If there's a general sense of the breath, the inhale and exhale of the breath, it may not be as specific as you might be used to. There might be a felt sense of this happening. And then coming back and putting more of your attention on the lower torso, noticing the low belly region, and then noticing the back, like the area of the sacrum and the lower back. Notice if there's areas where you can sense it or there's areas that you don't have contact with. Just be curious. And then allowing your attention now to go into the left hip area. And then follow it down your upper leg. Subtle, energetic, accompanied perhaps by micro movement. And see how far down the leg you might notice it. And sensing the whole leg as a whole, the hip, the leg, just feeling the whole leg as the breath comes in and out. And then coming back and feeling the breath in the whole lower torso. Now letting your attention be sort of broader and wider. Feeling the breath in the lower torso, in the back, in the lower back. And allowing yourself to include the legs. No need to struggle. If you notice that you're pushing or trying to make something happen, encouragement would be to relax more and simply allow yourself to contact whatever is present. Now letting this sense of the breath begin to include the mid thoracic, the lower chest. Adding this area where we usually or might naturally feel the breath in the front and the sides and the back, as well as deep inside. Letting this attention spread into the upper chest, and now including the upper chest. See if you can, as you let the attention come up into this area, include the back. So feel the breath in the upper back, in the area of the shoulder blades. Along the spine. And then see if you can sense the breath in the upper lobes of the lung and the below the collarbone and in the very upper back. And then once again, allow your attention to be much broader and see if you can feel the breath on the inhale and the exhale in the whole of the torso, and including the legs. Just have this sense of the body being poured full of nourishment, of space, of life-giving oxygen. It's pouring in, filling the body, and flowing back out. Now letting this include the right shoulder area. And as you do this, you may notice the right shoulder has to soften a little to let the breath in. Letting it now include the right arm. And this may not be very specific or focused, but more this general sense of breath coming in and flowing out, including the right arm. And you might even now sense an unevenness and allow your attention go to the left shoulder, allowing this now to be filled with breath. And letting the attention now include the left arm. So now feeling the whole of the body from the neck down, breathing in, being filled, and softening and releasing. And then allowing the head to be included. You might start with letting yourself feel all the passages of air, the sinuses, the throat, the nostrils, the mouth, allowing them to feel and be filled with the air as it flows through. And then letting it spread back from the palate, from the nostrils, having a sense of the breath going right into the middle of the head. Just letting it be however you sense it. Doesn't need to be other, including as much of the head now as you can, as naturally arises, and feeling the whole of the body in the neck, the air passing, flowing through it. So now feeling the whole of the body with each breath, it's broad, open, allowing the breath and the sense of the breath to simply be received, allowing yourself to be breathed. And notice if there's some aspect of this breath now that feels particularly nourishing or easeful or relaxing. Let your attention rest more with that in this cultivation of ease, as well as curiosity, staying very with the sensations. Not drifting into spaciness, but just really letting yourself feel. If at any time you do feel too lost or spacey and want to just return to a simple sense of the breath, that's always fine to do. You might notice that the boundary of the body seems a little softer or less defined, or the body has a sense of more space in it. Just notice whatever's here. You don't need to analyze it or change it. Just allow your curiosity to be present, your interest. Notice that sound might come and flow through the body, unimpeded, simply being included. As we breathe in and out, the sound comes and goes. Notice if thoughts come in and if they can just be allowed to come and go, a recognition that they're there but not getting involved. If any kind of disturbance comes in, disturbance in the sense of thoughts or an emotion or a loud or sounds closer in, and just allow those to come, attend to them in the sense of pay attention in this wider field, and then eventually they'll pass and you can come back to this simplicity of letting the breath flow, orienting once again to where it's easeful and relaxing and pleasant. Some people find it helpful to have a single point or an area that still is slightly like a center or a focal point that allows the sense of the whole body, but allows a little bit more, a little more collecting. So you might check and see if there's a place in the chest or the belly that it's nice for you to rest into with this larger sense, but including a little bit more collectedness. This might have happened naturally already, or you might want to bring it in. Oh, in a minute, I'll ring the bell and you can continue with this form of watching the breath if it's feeling useful to you, or perhaps some combination of this with what you more regularly do. See what works for you. See what keeps your attention, allows this combination of relaxation and alertness. Allows the mind to settle and collect. Noticing when disturbance arises, turning towards it, acknowledging, attending to whatever is here for as long as it's here, and then when it fades away, allowing your practice to return to the simplicity that is here. And as we move into a walking period, when it's time for you to walk, you can decide that. And you can go outside and walk in the wind and the rain and be invigorated. Or if you'd like, you can do your walking meditation in the halls, just finding a short stretch and walking back and forth. So find how you can support this settling, collecting of the body and mind, and continue your practice.